This conversation was recorded January 15th, 2007. The conversation you are about to hear is a part of our ongoing Gaming 101 topics. With Gaming 101, we'll cover the who, what, where, when, why, and how of video games. By the end of it, we hope you'll have a better understanding of what's out there, what it means, and why you should care. Today's conversation covers high-definition gaming. What is it? How do I get it? Does it make a real difference? And as always, why should I care? Gaming is moving out of the 3D era and into the HD era. This is a quote from Jay Allard. He's one of the high mucky mucks at Microsoft. And that's kind of my kickoff into our next 101 segment, which is going to be covering HD gaming. We're going to start with a basic, what is HD gaming? Now, HD gaming really is no different than HD television programming or HD movies. All right, it's all about the graphics quality. And I had this one quote I thought was kind of pretentious. HD represents the pinnacle of man's ability to create the perfect image on screen.
Who said that? Mr. Sony again? Is that someone from Sony?
I can't remember where I pulled that. I just thought that was great. So when it comes to they're about graphics quality, and HD gaming is identical to those. However, there are some ramifications that gaming has that film and video does not. Now, there's going to be a primer of high-definition television on our website, right? Because I want to focus on the HD gaming and what it means beyond the graphics quality.
Okay.
And as well as how to get specifically HD gaming, because there are nuances to that that go beyond or are isolated from HD television and HD movies.
Do we have or not have a bit that we did on HD and what it means?
We had a discussion.
Yeah.
We did have a discussion.
Does it exist or did you delete it because of my nonsense? Or was that a different one?
That was a different one of your nonsense.
Okay, so that one still exists.
That one still exists.
Good.
So people can listen to that.
Okay.
I also want to put something up in text just to have the reference there.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really useful.
Some nice pictures.
There's all different kinds of terms and everything like this. I will refer back to them and give definitions as we go through this. That will be available for people to look at. HD gives the developers an opportunity to put information on the screen in a way that the standard definition could not convey. The best example of this is there's a game called Dead Rising. Came out for the Xbox 360 about mid last year.
Yeah.
And one of the complaints that people had was when you were watching that on a non-HD screen, that the text was really small, too small.
Yes.
So here's a game designed for high definition, meaning that when you're moving around the screen, they could make the little boxes, the ammo counter and the life meters and everything like this much smaller and more subtle onto the screen because of the enhanced resolutions.
Yeah, it's a higher quality. They can make it smaller. You'll still see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's one of the kind of the benefits that the developers have to be able to get that more immersive instead of having the scoreboard on the screen.
I think an interesting comparison would be for our listener would be that if you look at old video games and what some people still think of as video games, you were lucky to get five colors on the screen and everything was in these big chunky blocks. And there was a stick man running bases in a baseball game. And it had, a really chunky stick man. And today you would say, well, how does that sort of compare? Well, now the TV hasn't really changed, but the resolution of the game systems has come as far as it can on a regular TV. So now that person can look more real. On a high definition TV, it can go even sharper. So where we used to have to make the person on a regular TV bigger to get the nice shape and definition in, on the HD, we can make them smaller because we can still get that shape and definition. Does that make sense? Is that something
that
makes
sense? Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Now, one of the things the developers that really I think will benefit the greatest from HD, and it's obvious, are the developers of Sims. And I'm talking about the genre, not the actual game Sims.
Okay, yeah.
So these are all the driving sims and the flying sims, because when it comes to real life, especially the driving sims, I know with the release of Gran Turismo HD recently, you have more lifelike imagery, and it's a huge opportunity for them to just get this thing that they're trying to go for photorealism.
Right.
Well, here you go. I even saw some pictures of what they've been able to say that they can get for Gran Turismo 5.
Okay.
Right. What will be coming out as the official purchased version?
Yeah. There's some,
right.
Yes.
some of even if they get half that, it is incredible the amount of quality, because they pulled off digital scans from international racing, Nürburgring. Uh-huh. is one in Germany. It's the most famous racing track in the world, and they got full scans of every nuance, every curve and dip and tree and bush and everything in there. It's incorporated right into the game, and the quality is, I'm just really excited. I don't even like these driving games, but that kind of realism, you get
it. You want to try and see how it looks.
Take a look at that. Looking into this HD gaming, I figured the best thing to do is to start, let's see what is out there for HD gaming. All right, in the sense of the games that are available and the consoles. Right? Okay, how are they providing the HD gaming from the front end before you actually hit the image on the screen? We'll start with Microsoft. Almost all of the original Xbox library can output at 480p.
Okay.
All right, so that's the progressive. This would be DVD quality.
Is that considered HD?
It's considered what they call ED TV, enhanced definition.
Okay.
All right. It's there's that middle of the range. SD TV is SD standard definition is what we've been used to for the past 60-70 years.
Yeah.
ED TV is the slight improvements we've done since.
Okay.
And then you come into HD TV, usually encompasses 720p, 1080i. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, 1080p.
Could we blanket statement, make a bit of a generalization that HD is always 16:9, is always the widescreen?
That is the one.
Is that a safe, I can walk into Best Buy and look and go widescreen HD?
That has been the differential between games that are regular games and HD games, even if they're as low as 480p, because they've been 16:9. They've been considered high definition games. Because even though they're only 480p, they're 480p and they're 16:9.
Okay.
So they have that wide screen. So it's not quite the fullest quality that HD could be,
right,
but they're a better quality and they're a wide screen.
Okay.
Those two things combined have been able to have fallen under the HD. And I think the only people putting it in Microsoft isn't the ones saying this.
Yeah.
Right. These are places. There was one of my sources, which was the HDTVArcade.com.
Yeah.
A great place to go to find out what games are in what resolutions. Yeah. Now, some of the games in the original Xbox library are 720p and 1080i. All right. Things like Enter the Matrix was both 720p and 1080i right from the old Xbox. Mm. So if you had a component cables coming out of that, you would be able to you'd be able to see that in full 1080i.
Hmm.
Justice League Heroes, which came out recently, Mortal Kombat Armageddon was 720p. Scarface was 720p. Soul Calibur 2.
Okay.
All the Tony Hawk games, and then the X-Men Legends 1 and 2. That's the old Xbox. With the newer Xbox 360, every single one of them is 720p or higher. Most of them are 720p, with the odd one being 1080i. The Xbox 360 ships with component cables.
Right.
All right. They're, of the three, have shown the highest level of dedication to the high-definition format.
Both the core and the high-end console both ship with component cables?
Both ship with component cables.
Cool. Okay.
All right. The 360 also received an update recently to enable them to handle 1080p output. So now they're able to handle that. What is, and I'm this, I get a shiver and I get angry every time, what is being called true HD? 1080p.
That's, so to clarify, true HD is a load of nonsense being sold so that you think you're paying more money to get the top of the line item.
The term true HD, you really have to find out what is true HD.
Yeah.
Who defines that? That's what true HD is.
Sure.
So
I could sell you super HD. And I could tell you I could tell you a Palm Pilot was super HD if I wanted to, and if you want to buy it, you can. There's no spec on it.
But when people, 9 times out of 10, when people refer to true HD, they're referring to 1080p.
Okay, but the point is it's still a made-up name for a number.
The 360 has a built-in red laser DVD, and what they're hoping to use is compression technology in order to be able to get high-definition games, which obviously would take up more space.
Yep.
To be able to still transfer them on a DVD. format.
Okay.
All right. Now, the add-on that's coming, the HD DVD drive for the 360, will not be used for games.
Yeah, right now
Microsoft
it's not game
has,
compatible.
Has said many times it will not be used for games.
Movie only.
So that's Microsoft. Sony, the PlayStation 2 has only had a handful of games that played at 480p.
Okay.
Most of them, mostly in the last year or two of the console cycle. However, two games, Gran Turismo 4 and Tourist Trophy, both these games done by the same company.
Okay.
All right, are available at 1080i. Tourist Trophy is a motorcycle sim. I just recently actually saw a review on it on G4, and it really looks impressive.
Okay.
All right, about as impressive as GT4 did. Now, the PS3 has been designed and marketed to be the machine capable.
You were right.
Wow.
Capable.
There we go. Of outputting 1080p right from the beginning. If you go out and buy the additional cables that don't come with the PS3. System,
yeah.
There has been one problem, though, in the whole high definition thing when the PS3 was released. And obviously, Sony's not going to tell anybody this, even though I'm sure they knew. The PS3 does not have a scaler to upconvert a game that is 480i, 480p, or 720p.
Which means what?
To 1080i.
Explain.
All right. A lot of the TVs that are out right now have scalers in them, so that if you plug in a regular VC video tape or you plug in your regular cable signal, it scales up the quality of the picture.
Okay.
To a certain degree.
It's
still garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah, right? it's moderately successful. I've seen the result of that.
Okay. The PlayStation 3 does not have one of those.
Okay.
So whatever comes in is what you're going to get coming out.
Okay.
The problem, though, that really made this worse is that it didn't output at 720p. It outputs at 1080i. Why is that an issue? If you have a television that's 720p only.
Or lower.
No, I'm talking, if you have a high definition television that's 720p, the PS3 wouldn't even output at 1080i. It would downgrade the signal.
Okay.
So the problem was people were watching their games that were supposed to be a high definition, and they're now watching them at 480p.
Okay.
So it was a drop down. Now there was an update, and it really confused. I read six different sources as to what this update actually did.
Yeah.
It supposedly, and I'm putting air quotes here, addressed this issue, but how it addressed it is not quite clear. I was speaking with somebody at EB Games, that it had to do with whether 720p or 1080i was the preferred resolution. And you can now choose one of them. But I heard it didn't completely fix it. That scaling issue aside, however, the PS3 has a built-in Blu-ray DVD.
Yes.
So it can use HD gaming right out of the box, and it doesn't have to worry about compression technology in order to squeeze everything onto a regular disc. From that end, Sony has kind of dedicated itself to HD gaming.
Right.
However, they didn't put in the cables automatically, so they're not quite sure in that end.
And the software sounds a little funny,
And then flip side, Microsoft, they put the component cables, which means they want the HD output, but then they didn't put the storage for it, nor did they didn't even have the 1080p. Right out of the box, they had to send an update for that. So
what might happen is maybe some of the hardware and software heads aren't talking to each other properly, and they both get a mandate. We're doing HD, and one goes, well, this is good enough, and one goes, well, that's good enough, and, you know, we'll fix it later.
So that's Sony, that's Microsoft.
Okay.
And then we have Nintendo.
screw it!
Pretty much. Big N decided that the small percentage of high-definition television sets meant... And it is a small percentage that at the time we're recording this, there are only 30% penetration, which means that only 30% of the TV sets in North America...
Is it that high?
...are high definition, yeah. About a year and a half ago, it was at about 18 to 20, and then it skyrocketed over that year, and it's only going to get faster.
Yeah, it will right? It'll pick up.
So we're at 30%. I would be surprised by Christmas time, we're probably going to be nearing 50%. Right, and when I say high definition sets, very briefly, this is anything that can output widescreen, and 720p resolution or better.
Or better, that's what we said earlier.
Yeah, so those that would cover in there. Now, Nintendo decided, because it's such a small percentage of high-definition sets out there,
yeah,
that producing for high-definition wasn't profitable enough.
Okay.
Right? So they decided to focus on gameplay and initial profitability. One of the things as a result of that, and this is an editorial comment sure. here.
It's all we got around here.
You can pretty much expect the life of the Wii as we know it,
yeah.
as it is right now, to be shorter than that of the 360 and the PS3 if the HD era moves ahead as it's scheduled in 2008. Now, what I'm saying, this schedule in 2008,
yeah.
January 1st, 2008, all the networks have to switch over to high definition.
Okay.
There's a major conversion, major changeover in all the channel into what's being broadcast. Every channel that's out there, every channel that's out there has to be available in high definition. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. I take this with a grain of salt because this initial, the first time they put this deadline was back in 2005.
Okay.
And they keep moving it 6 months every right. time, right? Because the reality was there was the networks and the cable companies were going, hey, there's nobody with the TVs out there. We can't do this.
It takes time, yeah.
Now, what they will be doing is people will have set-tops in their house that right now give them the higher quality.
Yeah.
When we make the switch over, there's now going to be set-tops in people's houses
to downgrade it
so that they can watch it on their regular TV sets.
Right.
So that's what that schedule is in 2008. And if that actually goes ahead,
yeah.
you can definitely see the Wii. We're going to have a Wii 2 or whatever is going to come out very quickly after.
But again,
that's
what they will probably do, Nintendo, at that point, is spend this year making HD technology only $100.
Yeah.
And so...
Well, they're going to have the Wii Lite.
Yeah.
Just as they did with the Wii and the Nintendo DS.
Yeah, and then make everything backwards compatible, and Wii who cares? Advanced, although
the,
that's...
Or the not-so-Wii. No? Okay.
Anyways, I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. How far are we going to go with this? Anyways...
Now, the I laid out this whole discussion in terms of questions. So we dealt with what is HD gaming. We dealt with who offers HD gaming and what level does each provide. Next question that I put forth is, when do I have to get an HD TV for gaming? All right? When do you
kind
need
of an
to...
awkward question.
Well, like, do you... And this is a question that I kind of faced right now because I don't have a 360. I don't have a PS3.
Yeah.
All right? I don't have a Wii. When do I need to get the TV set? Should I get the TV set first? And then I actually had somebody ask me this. Should I get the TV now and then go out and get the console? Or do I have to get that at the same time? Or can I get the console now, not have the high definition television? Because frankly, I can afford a $600 PS3 sooner than I can afford a $2,500 high definition television.
Sure.
So that was the reality there. And when I looked at it and I went through everything of the costs and what you're getting, you really should get the high-definition television no later than the day you buy the console, all right? This is referring specifically to the PS3 and the Xbox 360.
Okay.
For the Wii, everything that I've seen about it, I would recommend getting it only if you get the component cables.
For HD, you need the component
for
cables.
For the Wii.
Yeah.
All right? Those, if you don't have a TV that doesn't have that, great. Fine, don't worry about it. You'll have lots of fun with the Wii.
Yeah.
It has lots of games, and it'll look just fantastic on there. In fact, that's the one thing that everyone keeps saying. Do not get a Wii and not get the component cables.
If you're on an HD set.
If you have an HD set, because it actually looks worse.
It does look very, very blurry.
Yeah, that was the one of the biggest things. Any old games and many new games not designed for HD will look worse on a high-definition television than they do. Because high-definition, by nature, shows things more than it did before.
And
you see the flaws in things, the things that are missing.
Right. It's probably some of that upscaling as well.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be. I took a couple of games over to someone's house with a big, nice, widescreen HD, plugged it in. I didn't have components out for my GameCube. And I plugged it in, and they were like, that's pretty good. They were impressed. And I was like, no, this is not that good. Don't look. I was showing them the video games and trying to see if it really looks better, like on my TV, which is like half the size, looking great.
If you don't get an HD television the day you get the PS3 or the 360, you will not see a return on your investment watching it on a regular television. The quality level for the PS3 games and the quality level for the 360 games are not that radically better on a standard standard definition television. Why? Because we've capped out how good things can look on that. It was one thing that really hit me because for our little party, I had rented an Xbox 360 and brought it home, and I was playing Cameo. I was like, this is awesome. It's gorgeous. But I sat after a while, I'm playing Burnout and DOA 4, and I'm going, you know what? Really didn't look much better than my PS2 because I had the core one, so there's no hard drive.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, what's really the difference on a standard and that, for starters, hit me really hard that I would have to pay $300 for something that really didn't look or act much differently. Now, I didn't go online.
Yeah, I know. And you get the hard drive toys and you get the media centers. And
so, but that on its own for the games, there was really not much of a difference. And you're not going to see that difference unless you have an HD-capable
television. So,
the next question that somebody had asked me is why are they pushing so hard towards HD gaming?
Okay.
All right. This is aside from the schedule January 1st, 2008. The push towards high definition is really a reality check here. Is HD is the newest, hottest buzzword.
Absolutely.
All right. And the big push towards HD is because this is the easiest thing to yank off the shelf and say, here, we are next generation because we have high definition. And this is the main reason that they're pushing.
I agree, and that's a very realistic perspective.
The console manufacturers want to move to high definition because they're hoping that the majority of the game players will move to high definition within 5 years. Right? Mm-hmm. So if they can, they're trying to be the chicken and the egg.
Yeah.
All right. And to at least start it, someone has to do it, and they're figuring they're going to be the ones and still cash in. The next thing basically I want to go into is how to make sure that you're getting the most out of, you know, you've gone out and you've found $600 under your mattress or in your socks, and you've plunked it down for the PS3, and you've come home. All right, you come in, and if you want to check off, first off, you want to make sure obviously that your TV is high definition capable. I say this term HD capable because it covers HD ready, HD monitor, HD TV. I don't care what it says out there. This broadcast, if you live in Canada, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it says HD something or other, HD hamburger, HD, it's okay.
It's the new Wendy's deal, Wendy's combo. $3.99 for the HD hamburger. It looks sharper.
There you go.
Tastes extra pickle.
Down in the States, there's a difference. HD ready versus HD television is basically the presence of a tuner that is high definition within the television. If it says it's high definition television, it has the tuner so that you can hook it up to your antenna and pick up the high definition channels. For gaming, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
The best option right now you would be to get a set that outputs at both 720p and 1080i, or optimally upconverts everything to 1080p.
Okay.
All right. However,
write this down, take it in, and don't let the feature shop sales guy flummox you. Those are the words you want to ask for.
1080p, this expert. 1080p, however, will cost you big bucks.
Okay.
All right. So you want one that does both 720p and 1080i. There are several models out there that will do that in varying sizes. So there is a variety. You're not pigeonholed to one or two things. The next step, and I swear there's no gimmick here, and I keep telling people, and everyone rolls their eyes, you have to make sure you get the right cables. Okay? It sounds like something, because the guy always mentions it just after he tries to pitch you on the warranty, the extended warranty, and the technical support plan, or whatever garbage. The next thing he always says, all right, you need cables. Mm-hmm. And people go, no, I'm not going to get warranty. I don't need cables. Yes, you do. You want component cables.
Okay.
If you have an Xbox 360, you want If your television has an HDMI port on it, by all means, go out and buy yourself an HDMI cable to plug your PS3 into it. If you have the ports on both, by all means, use it. Right? You will, I guarantee you, promise every single person, you will see a difference. The question then comes is, some cases, and I don't want to, and I'm going to sound really bad here, but Monster Cables, you're paying for a brand name.
Okay.
In some cases, you're paying for THX certification.
Okay.
Which is all well and good. For literally $40, $50 less than the Monster cables, you can get other brands like Acoustic Research that are decent cables, that are good cables, that will get you the picture quality, but you're paying much less.
You want half-decent cables. Where can someone go to find some half-decent cables?
You can find those cables at any Best Buy, Future Shop.
But how do you know the difference between the what can I look at? So if I see five boxes of component cables on the wall, and they're all different prices, how do I know which one to go with? Just pick one in the middle?
I really would. It sounds really imprecise. I would go with things that are, if you can get them gold-tipped, is a good idea. Feel the cable. Right. You know the cable that comes out of the box. You know how thick that is.
Yeah.
All right? Feel that. Look at the cable that's in the actual package. It had better be thicker than the other one.
So more insulation.
More insulation. It's a thicker cable. It's, at its basis, it's got to be thicker.
Okay.
All right? When you want to find out how much you should spend on cables, all right, take the most expensive component in your entire home theater, all right, except your television.
Yeah.
All right? That dollar figure is how much you should spend across cables, across the whole system, speaker wires included.
The most expensive component, aside from the TV,
yes,
would be what?
Well, let's take it the PS3.
Okay.
$600.
So you should spend $600 on your cables.
You should spend $600 on your cables for your system. This is to your DVD player, to your receiver, to your television, everything like this.
Okay.
Because it reflects how much money, how much quality you're getting. And then if you don't have these, you'll have bottlenecks and the quality won't be very good.
Okay.
HD gaming comes with superior surround sound. 5.1 is what we've had for a long time. Now, more and more, we're seeing new 7.1.
With HD gaming, is the requirement for some form of surround sound, is that part of the HD spec? Is that part of the spec? So you could have HD gaming with stereo?
Yes.
With mono sound or something?
Correct.
HD is purely a visual medium?
Yes.
Okay.
However.
So, yes.
However.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I think, goes right alongside with the reality check I did as to why the push towards HD is everything is being upgraded. The sound quality is available there. You have a big picture.
Yeah.
You need the sound to go along with it.
Okay.
All right. The little speakers that you got, you put all that money into the picture, the sound has got to match it. Look at optical cables.
Okay.
All right. The optical cables will plug into the 360 or the PS3, right? You need these cables in order to take advantage of the 5.1 or 7.1 surround.
Are there a lot of games being... I know there are games being produced with 5.1. Are there games at 7.1? Are we there with the gaming yet?
We have... was it?
Are we at 8.1?
Gran Turismo HD is in 7.1. We're not at 8.1 because it's not... It's out there.
There's not a real spec yet?
There's 11.2.
Yeah, when is this thing going to stop? I know it's a discussion for another day. Like 66.7?
It's not. It's not. It doesn't have to. When's it going to stop?
It's going to stop.
Movie theaters. Really? Look at the movie theaters.
Yeah.
Behind that screen
are
tons of speakers. Look around at the walls. There are 12 on one side, 12 on the other, and 5 on the back.
Yeah.
That's where it stops.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I can't play that game. That's there. By the way, another perfect example of the upgrade hardware for upgrading hardware's sake.
That's why I said HD gaming comes with this.
Yeah.
That's why it's all.
I think most people are okay with 5.1 at the top end.
Oh yeah, I don't think.
Where are you going to put those speakers in your living room?
I don't think you need to go out and get 7.1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. However, if you don't have any 5.1, I highly recommend you include in your budget.
Yeah.
No less than 40% of your total budget for the console for the TV and the sound.
Yeah.
The sound should be no less than 40%. My suggestion, if you really honestly, is that it should be 60%.
Okay.
Right, because
but no less than 40.
No less than 40 of your total budget should go towards a receiver and speakers.
So if you had $3,000 to blow on something, you should be buying speakers and the
receiver.
For and 5.1 speakers receiver for $1,400 or $1,200 to $1,400, and you should buy a TV for $16 to $1,800.
Yep. And I think you can, right now you can get yourself a really nice 42-inch LCD rear projection.
Okay.
And for $1,200, $1,400,
you
can get yourself a very nice Yamaha system. And even when you cross over into the higher ends, you can really do yourself very well.
I'm just giving some people some thoughts. It's obviously these prices change.
I was skeptical myself.
Yeah.
And I had the fortunate thing of winning a Yamaha 5.1 surround sound system. And I hooked it up to my standard TV.
Yeah.
The difference it made in regular television was it just blew me away. Sports and the movies that we watched that I had watched 10 times before, the surround sound made such a difference. Forget about high definition.
Right.
So when I improve the TV, it's already there.
And once you go into the gaming, you're just, the games take full advantage of it with all kinds of cool stuff. That's the whole point.
So that's that. A couple of things to be careful of. There are terms out there that people love to use. Upconverting. Upconverting will never add more detail to a picture. It will always be limited by its source. Right?
Okay.
So when we were referring to those scalars, it's upconverting, downconverting. Upconverting in everything says, you know, you see these product DVD players that upconvert and all this thing that upconverts. Upconverts does a little bit better. It just fills in, it duplicates all the lines
right.
in most cases, but it doesn't improve it all that much.
It's a little bit like taking a photograph to a photocopier and enlarging it 300%.
Yeah.
It's not going to get any sharper. It's just going to get bigger and maybe a little blurrier.
The best thing is when you click and you download a picture off a website
and
you're trying to make it bigger, everyone knows that. Everyone has tried that.
Yeah.
So if the source is a low detail, you'll only get low detail.
Fair enough.
Unless you can be considered an early adopter, make sure
You'll know if you are and you're not listening to us.
Make sure that you plan to use the TV for more than just video games.
Okay.
Because right now, even with the 360, I would hazard to say there are not enough games out there to warrant the high-definition gaming investment. Right now,
there aren't enough games
to warrant that. I think you have to be one of those people that does everything.
Okay.
Right now.
Sure.
A year from now, may change. There was a couple of little interesting anecdotes little things that I pulled off of the web. 47% of TVs purchased this year were for TV programming, down from 67% last year. All right, so less people bought a high definition television for the TV programming, the high definition TV program, which was, I thought it was an interesting little thing there. And then I have those crazy analysts.
You love these guys.
Three quotes from analysts that I thought was hilarious. Michael Pachter, who I kind of like, even though he's an analyst and he's a nut, says so HDTV is the next step, but HDTV is driven by movie sales and not games. So therefore, it's important, but it isn't the primary market for the technology.
Interesting. This guy's an interesting analyst. We use him all the time. Yeah.
Mike Wolf of ABI Research indicates high definition is a critical feature, but only down the road a few years. And right now, Nintendo is focusing on an equally important aspect of gaming, user-inventive gameplay. And finally, Ben Bajaran from Creative Strategies.
Mm-hmm.
He says the gaming companies are utilizing the technology just enough. HDTV household penetration is growing, but how many people do you know that have one?
Yeah.
I thought those three quotes in and of themselves really put in perspective that I'm talking about HD gaming here.
Yeah.
We're not talking about it because it's this thing that you really have to run out and get.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But in the big picture, right now, you have to evaluate.
It's still very early. Let me ask you this quickly. Just as a summary, PC has nothing to do with HD. That is correct. I just wanted to clarify.
Yes. I kind of left out PC because the actual term high definition, given the numbers that it's referred to,
is only
if we look at graphics quality, well, PCs have been that graphics quality for years.
To comparatively speak, your PC you might be using at home right now, good chance it's already, if you 1080p, we just said, was the highest possible HD, your computer at home right now could easily be, and this is, well, like 50% of people out there probably have this. Just so you have a comparison, 1024p. 1080p on the HDTV highest end, your mid-range computer. Mid-range, this is not a graphics thing. This is could right now be 1024p.
Yep.
Just to give or better. That's just a starting point.
And it's always funny to listen around some podcasts or read some of the magazines that are PC game specific. When they listen to HD, to them, HD is actually about the widescreen. But even that happened years ago.
Yeah, computers had widescreen.
They love this idea of next-gen gaming, meaning high definition. Well, they don't really care.
Yeah, if someone builds a proper PC gaming rig, now they're a lot more expensive than a console usually for a proper one, but they last a long time and they're easy to upgrade. I'm telling you, if you get a chance to see somebody, they're going to have beautiful, beautiful imagery that way outperforms the sharpness and the picture quality and the color of of any of HD TVs, and it's just unbelievable, some of that stuff. So interesting point, but yeah, it has very little to do with HD gaming. I always find it interesting in widescreen, you get that little bit of extra peripheral. The screen's a little bigger, so actually from a game developer point of view, you would be able to do a little bit more stuff to maybe make the world that you're in feel a little bigger or a little more immersive, because you'd be able to kind of get a little bit of a wider effect.
I wanted to wrap up everything
sure.
in here. I had some other kind of interesting little technical things, but maybe that for another time. I wanted to refer people to hdtvarcade.com. This is a great site, like I said, for listing out games, right, going back to the Dreamcast and okay. everything like this, of what games are available in whatever resolution that your television
That's
may
useful.
Be.
That's useful. You could do a bit of research before you go out and buy anything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you have that. And I'm going to put up several other links in our site there. There's engadgethd.com, which is an interesting one. They have a lot of the tech things like that for what's coming out, what's available. There's a lot of interesting things there, and you can see a couple of other links. But that's our that's the end of our class on HD Gaming 101.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that. I have a few updates since we recorded that conversation. At present, there is no primer available on our website. However, I would like to direct people to the website I mentioned in the conversation, engadgethd.com. There's a lot of really great information in there, and it's always updated for the newest developments. As for the PS3 scaling issue, an update that was released at the time that I mentioned did address the problem, so whether you have a 720p set or a 1080i set or even 1080p, you'll be fine no matter how the game was built. Also, the issue of the lack of high-definition cables being packed in with the game console for the Wii and the PS3 is in sync with all other electronic equipment that's sold. Now, Microsoft putting the component cables in with the 360, good on them. That's a fantastic thing. However, that's the exception more so than the rule. Any other things, whether you buy a DVD player or you buy a TV or anything like this, the cables don't come with the system. At least high-definition cables don't come. You have to purchase them separately. So not putting them in the PS3 and the Wii doesn't really jump out as a odd thing. It's right in sync with that. Also, the high-definition penetration, or the number of high-definition televisions in people's homes in North America, is at present, at the posting of this, 35%, going up quickly. We'll see after this Christmas. Prices for television sets that output 1080p have gone down, so they're a lot more affordable. They're still more expensive than you can find a 720p or 1080i set. However, they are much more reasonable since we recorded that. As well, Microsoft Xbox 360 in all its formats, the Core, the Premium, and the Elite, has an HDMI port so that you can plug in and get the digital high definition from the console straight into your television, so you can get the full view of high definition gaming. And finally, if you have any questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. Just send us an email at gamernauts@gmail.com, and we'd love to have any reviews. You can just submit them at the iTunes Music Store. That's all for now. See you next week.